Ever feel like the world's changing faster than you can even keep up with?
Yeah.
One minute you're on top of things, and the next, it's like your skills are totally obsolete, like we're stuck in the past or something.
It's true. Things are moving so quickly, and technology is a big part of that. It's a really interesting time, a massive transformation.
Yeah. It's exciting, but also a little bit scary. That's actually why I was so intrigued when I came across this document about something called AIHI fusion. Have you heard of this?
Absolutely. It's a really fascinating approach to navigating the future of work and learning, really.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't quite there yet, what exactly is AIHI fusion?
Basically, it's about combining the best of both worlds, artificial intelligence, all that cool tech stuff, with human intelligence, which AI can't replace. It's about recognizing that AI and humans both have unique strengths.
So instead of this being a war between humans and machines, it's more like we can work together, like finding a way to make tech work for us, not against us.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. The document actually uses the phrase, not a war, a dance between tech and teams. I love that.
Okay, I'm kind of picturing robots in those little ballet outfits. But seriously, what are these strengths we're talking about here? Like, what can AI do that we can't, and vice versa?
Well, AI is incredible at processing massive amounts of information really quickly and identifying patterns way faster than any human could. But when it comes to things like intuition, emotional intelligence, that gut feeling you get that something's right or wrong, AI just can't compete. It doesn't have that human touch.
That makes a lot of sense. So AIHI fusion is about recognizing and leveraging both sets of strengths to come up with innovative solutions.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not competition. The most groundbreaking solutions happen when AI and human intelligence work together.
This is fascinating stuff. So how does this dance actually work in real life? How do you take this concept and actually use it to help people develop skills for the future?
It's actually a really engaging blend of online and offline activities. It's like a well-thought-out routine almost.
Okay, I'm hooked. I need to know more.
So on the online side, teams use a dedicated mobile app for this. It guides them through different exercises. They have access to worksheets and additional information. It's a really structured approach.
This is not just another one of those online courses that you watch and then forget about.
Exactly. This is where the offline component comes in. It goes beyond just sitting at a computer screen. Teams actually get together in person with a trained moderator to discuss what they learned online, reflect on it, and apply it to actual challenges they might be facing.
Oh, wow. So it's like taking digital insights and making them, well, real. Which makes a lot of sense considering how many workplaces are using agile methodologies these days. It's all about being collaborative, adapting on the fly, and continuously improving. That makes a lot of sense, especially that connection to agile methodologies. It's funny, though, for something so focused on technology, this document keeps talking about habits. And I've got to admit, I'm a little obsessed with building good habits, so I'm curious about how this all works.
Yeah, habits are super interesting, and they're really at the core of this whole AIHI fusion approach. In fact, the document actually mentions that something like 43% of our daily behaviors are driven by habits, which is wild when you think about it.
23%. Wow, that's a lot. It's like almost half of what we do every day is basically on autopilot.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important to be intentional about the habits we're building, because if we can make those habits work for us instead of against us, that's where the real magic happens.
It's like instead of just letting life happen to us, we can actually design our days and our lives around the things that matter most.
And that's what AIHI Fusion is all about. It gives you a framework for building habits in three key areas. Think of it like a triangle for future readiness.
Oh, I love visuals. I'm all about a good triangle. Okay, so tell me more about the three sides of this triangle. What are we building here?
So the first side of the triangle is all about the power of teams. It emphasizes that incredible things can be achieved when people work together effectively. And this is broken down into three stages. Imagine a team of mountain climbers, right? First, they have to imagine success. They need that shared vision of reaching the summit. Then they have to come up with a plan to actually get there, to create success. And finally, it's so important to celebrate success along the way, recognizing each milestone they achieve.
Love that analogy. And just like mountain climbers, they need the right gear and the right training to make that climb successfully.
Exactly. And that's where the second side of our triangle comes in, the power of human intelligence, or HI. This is about nurturing those uniquely human skills that become even more valuable in an AI-driven world.
Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity. What kind of human skills are we talking about here? Give me the details.
So it all starts with building self-awareness, understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, basically how you operate at your best. Then comes building those critical thinking skills, problem solving, adaptability, being able to think on your feet.
Those are so important, and not just for some far-off future, but for navigating the world right now.
Totally. And then the third piece of this human intelligence puzzle is building strong social habits. In a world that's more connected than ever, being able to communicate effectively, collaborate with others, and build genuine relationships, those are the skills that AI just can't replicate, at least not yet.
It's like we're talking about building a whole new mental toolkit to navigate this rapidly changing world. Not just learning how to code or use a specific software, but developing the skills that will help us thrive no matter what the future throws our way.
Exactly. And that brings us to the third side of the triangle, the power of AI. Now, before you think we're contradicting ourselves here, remember, we're all about humans and AI working together.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this power of AI. What does that actually mean?
This is all about building habits that allow you to work with AI, not be replaced by it. It's about becoming tech savvy, understanding how these tools work and how to leverage them to your advantage. And a huge part of that these days is building Gen AI habits.
Gen AI habits. Okay, you're going to have to explain that one. What exactly is Gen AI and how do we build habits around it?
Sure. Gen AI stands for Generative AI, which has really been blowing up in the news lately. It's basically a type of artificial intelligence that can create new content, things like text, images, even music, and it has the potential to revolutionize the way we work, learn, and create.
So instead of being afraid of AI taking our jobs, this is about learning how to use these AI tools as our partners, almost like having a superpowered assistant by our side.
Exactly. And of course, any conversation about technology wouldn't be complete without talking about online safety. Building those online safety habits is crucial. Knowing how to protect your privacy, navigate the digital world safely, those are essential skills for everyone these days.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense. It's not about fearing the future, but about being equipped to navigate it successfully.
And to tie it all together, AI-HI Fusion introduces this concept of a knowledge bank of habits.
Okay, now that sounds intriguing. I love the name. Tell me more about this knowledge bank of habits.
Basically, imagine a searchable library, but instead of dusty old books, it's full of practical strategies and tips for building these crucial future-ready habits we've been talking about.
So let's say I'm struggling with, I don't know, managing my time effectively or leading a remote team. I could consult this knowledge bank of habits for guidance.
Exactly. Think of it as having a personal coach on demand, offering evidence-based strategies to help you build the exact habits you need when you need them. It's about giving you the tools to take control of your own development.
This knowledge bank of habits sounds like an incredible resource, kind of like having a cheat sheet for the future, which I think we could all use from time to time. But it's all theoretical unless we see it in action. So does this document give any real-world examples of AI-HI Fusion making a difference?
It does, and this is where it gets really exciting. One example that stood out to me was how they're using this approach to empower young people in South Africa.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about, using this for good. Tell me more about that. What are they doing?
So they're working with youth, mainly 16 to 25-year-olds, helping them develop those crucial skills we've been discussing, like collaboration, creative problem solving, you know, all that good stuff. But here's the cool part. They're not just learning these skills in a classroom setting. They're actually applying them to real challenges within their own communities.
So it's like hands-on learning,
yeah,
but with the potential to make a real impact.
Yeah.
What kind of challenges are they tackling?
All sorts of things. Some examples are improving access to clean water, figuring out ways to improve their local infrastructure, even using technology to preserve their cultural heritage. It's really inspiring stuff.
It's amazing. Empowering the next generation to be problem solvers and change makers. Hmm. Are there other examples of this in action?
Another case study that I thought was really interesting was their work with women artisans in Afghanistan.
Wow, that's quite a different context from what we were just talking about. How does AI-HI Fusion work in that setting?
It's a great example of how adaptable this approach can be. These are women who are incredibly skilled at creating these beautiful, intricate textiles, but they often face barriers when it comes to things like accessing wider markets or growing their businesses beyond their local communities.
That's where technology can really make a difference, right? Like helping them connect with a global audience.
Exactly. And that's where AI-HI Fusion comes in. It's about providing these women with the tools and knowledge they need to thrive in a digital world. Things like e-commerce, digital marketing, even using AI for financial management skills that can help them take their businesses to the next level.
It's amazing to see how technology can be used not only to preserve those traditional crafts, but also to give them a platform for growth. So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the impact it can have.
Exactly. And the best part is, this approach isn't limited to just nonprofits and social impact initiatives. They're also applying AI-HI fusion within large organizations, companies like DBS Bank and IHG Hotels.
Wow. So we're talking about some major players in the corporate world. What does this look like in that context?
So for these companies, AI-HI fusion is about fostering a culture of innovation, agility, being able to adapt quickly to changes in the market. They're using it to upskill their workforce, help break down communication barriers between departments, and encourage a more customer-centric approach.
It seems like, regardless of the setting, it's really about empowering people to thrive in this fast-paced, tech-driven world. I'm really impressed with all the different ways this is being used. It's not just some abstract concept. It's already making a difference out there in the world.
Totally. I think one of the most important things to remember about AI-HI fusion is that it's not about pitting humans against machines. It's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together to leverage each other's strengths. It's about empowering people at all levels, students, entrepreneurs, business leaders, equipping them with the skills and the mindset to navigate the future successfully, whatever it may hold.
This entire deep dive has been so eye-opening. What started as a slightly daunting topic now feels full of potential, wouldn't you say?
I completely agree.
I think the biggest takeaway here is that the future is not something that simply happens to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can actively shape it. And I think a huge part of that is developing these future-ready habits. So as technology continues to evolve at a rapid pace, I think the question for all of us becomes, what steps can we take today to become more adaptable, more resilient, and ultimately more future ready? It's a journey, not a destination, right?